Hello, Top Notch Travel. One moment, please. Hello, Top Notch. Just a moment, please. Top Notch. Hold, please. Hello? Hi, Mrs. Beatty. Cheryl? I'm afraid Cheryl's not here. You're not satisfied with your hotel. No bellman. I'm sorry. Cheryl will call you back. Okay. Goodbye. Hello? Yes, hello, Mr. Rashid. Cheryl's not here. Can I take a message? You want a cheaper hotel in Budapest? A hotel without breakfast is okay. Very good. I'll give Cheryl your message. Goodbye. Hello? Oh, hi, Ms. Novak. She'll be right back. Is there a message? Can your cat stay with you at your hotel in Rio, and you'd like to reserve a king-size bed? I'll ask her to check and call you. Bye-bye. Oh, you're back. I have three messages for you. Let's see. Mrs. Beatty wants a cheaper cat. Mr. Rashid isn't satisfied with his breakfast. And Ms. Novak thinks the bellman needs a king-size bed. They'll explain it all to you.
What? I'd like to speak to a guest, Mrs. Beatty, in room 514. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Beatty. This is Cheryl from Top Notch. How's Los Angeles?
Well, the hotel isn't very nice, dear.
I'm sorry to hear that. Are you okay? You sound tired.
My room is on the fifth floor. I had to walk up with my luggage.
There's no bellman? No elevator?
No. And I wanted a non-smoking room with a king-size bed.
And I requested that for you.
Well, they gave me a smoking room with a twin-size bed. It's all they have.
I'd better check your reservation. What hotel are you at?
The Candle Inn, I think. And another thing, they didn't make up the room. The towels are dirty.
Did you call housekeeping?
They're not answering. And there are all these students everywhere. I thought you said that movie stars stay at this hotel.
Mrs. Beatty, your reservation is for the Chandler Inn. You're in the wrong hotel. The Chandler Inn is a much nicer hotel.
Oh. Well, I'd better call a taxi.
How will you get your bags to the front desk?
I'm sure I can find a student to help. I'll say I'm a movie star. I'll be fine.
Okay. Good luck.
Goodbye.
Could you tell me some of the things that are important to you in a hotel, such as a fitness center, or a pool, a gift shop, a restaurant, a business center?
I look more for a location in a hotel than anything else. So I want it to be close and convenient to whatever I'm doing in town. If I'm there to enjoy myself, for example, then I want to be near the beach. So location is more important to me than anything else.
I don't pay too much attention to the
hotel.
She likes
one bed. She doesn't like twin beds.
But I'm not a big fan of hotels. If they're comfortable, I'm happy with it.
When you stay in a hotel, do you use room service?
No, I try not to use room service because I like to get out and see a little bit of the town or the city that I'm staying in.
Thinking about a really good hotel experience, could you tell me about that?
Really what makes a hotel special is are the people who work there. If people there are very nice and friendly and people say good morning and know you by name and they when you come back to the hotel they greet you and they ask you how your day was and they just make the difference. If when I stayed in a hotel I had a bellman bring me flowers that were left over and put them in my room. And those are those little touches that I think make your experience or your stay in a hotel much more pleasant than when you just stay anywhere else.
How about a worst hotel experience?
Well, I have had experiences more than one occasion where I've been in a room next to people that are rather noisy. And so that can be a distraction, especially when you've got to be up early in the morning.